92.9 WBPM, where Randy Turner does the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons with random notes from around the planet.
There's been a lot of talk about the economic COVID relief bill that was approved by Congress. It's 5,500 pages long. Let's take a second to think about that. 5,500 pages is 11 reams of copier paper. That's almost a case of copier paper. Are you telling me that someone, anyone, actually read that document all the way through and said, yes, this is good to go? I don't think that happened. And here's one of the really bizarre things that's embedded in that. The COVID relief bill includes a section which is a 180-day countdown for the Pentagon to disclose everything they know about UFOs. That's right, somebody, I don't know who, apparently needs to know everything the government knows about unidentified flying objects, and they want it by June. First of all, why? How is that more or even equally important as the need to get money for people who are trying to survive in our country and have lost jobs in their homes? But second of all, how does that wind up in the COVID relief bill? How badly screwed up are the priorities of our government leaders that this, getting information about UFOs, actually made it into the economic stimulus COVID relief bill, which, by the way, also includes policy and money for restoration of bison across the country. There's even new policy regarding hostages in the COVID relief bill. There's also a section called the Northern Triangle Enhanced Engagement Act, which addresses civilian security in El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras. It's all in that 5,500-page COVID relief bill, which nobody has read.
Roll home with the Rand Man and the Rolling Home Show. Weekday afternoons, and get random notes from around the planet from 92.9 WBPM.